fourth pack of Truman's Mishnah Yud Aleph. It's a continuation of the content of the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Machlekes, Rabbi Lezner, and Rabbi Yeshua. If you put some Truman on the top of a jug, and you have many jugs, when we take account of 100 times the Truman, can we take into account the entirety of every jug, or only what is in the top of each jug? So, Sar Truman should not allow Pima Goya. We have one star of Truman, a measure of Truman that fell on top of the storage area where the Truman is. And you removed the top level. The way the Mefoshim explained this mission is the Reb Lezer Lashitosa, that he says he's taken into account the entire area. He says even though these figs were crushed into the top of his Magura, but if you have an entire storage area 100 times the figs you put on the top, it's good enough, and it's Mevapolis, because Rabbi Lezer in the previous mission said you take into account the entire jug, or in this case the entire storage area, to Mevapol the Truma by 100. As long as in the entire storage area you have 100 times the fig the Truma. Rabbi Shua, according to his opinion, says no, since you know you crush it only on the top is also, and the bottom will be Mutter. And therefore he says, Lo Yitamu, that the bottom won't help to the Imam, because you know for sure that there's no Truma on the bottom, well, the Truma is on the top. So Tav Truma Shenofla, Tav, you have to remove it. So Truma Shenofla Pi Magura, and according to his opinion, if you have a Tav Truma that fell on top of this, the opening of this storage area, Yakbi Eno, remove it, and then everything else will be Mutter, but what you remove, there remains Truma. And Kei Lam Amr Truma Oilu Lecha Nemeya. If that's the case, that we don't take into account the whole storage area, when do we say that you take into that the truma could be that is mixed with chulin, as long as you have 100 times the truma mutter, and maybe a dua in blue the same, if it's not clear if it was all mixed together, or la inokla, you know where it fell. In such a case, we don't know where it fell. It could have fallen in any part of this silo, so the whole silo is mitzaref to be mevatla. So if you know for sure it fell on the top of the silo, according to Rabbi Shua, you can always take into account the figs on the top of the silo, and if you have 100 figs on the top of the silo connected to the fig of Truma, so a mutter. If you don't, then the whole top of the silo is up.